and wife. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
poverty. Turn into prosperity. Oh, I wish somebody would magnify God. The presence of the Lord. God spoke to Moses. God told Moses, I want to give you a description. I want to give you a description of a box. Somebody says, the ark of the Lord. The Lord said, I want it to be skillfully made. I want it to be covered with battered skin. And I want it to be overlaid with gold. Tell somebody, the God I serve is a prestigious God. Well, you know what I love about him? He don't have a problem coming into your town.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, bless God.
Amen.
Because when he show up, your situation is going to turn prestigious.
Yes.
Come on, tell somebody, don't look at me like that. Just you wait until the presence of the Lord hit my life.
Hallelujah. Yay.
My life. Oh, God
bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, I'm going to allow my presence to dwell in this box. And wherever you take this box,
I'll be with you.
I'll be there. I'll just be there. Come on now. If you want to fight a war, take the box with you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If I am there, the victory is already won.
Yes.
Somebody ought to bless God right here. That's why you have to be careful who you're yoking up with. You have to make sure that who you're yoking up with also carries the presence of the Lord. Because when the presence of the Lord come together, things just start to change. Anybody desire a change? I desire a change. Oh, somebody magnify God. So my message is not really about the Ark of the Covenant. It's about the presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm trying to contain myself so I can deliver to you this word. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 114. Put it on the screen for me. Psalms 114. I hope you're getting ready to catch this word. Because if you get it, your life will never be the same. This is your passport to where you need to go. Somebody praise God. When Israel went out of Egypt, verse 1, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary.
Yes.
And Judah.
Israel.
Judah means praise.
Yes.
Yes,
Judah was his sanctuary, and no wonder he required us to praise.
Oh, Jesus.
Now is not the time to be moving about. It's the time to praise.
Glory to God.
Let me hear the people lift up your voice with a mighty shout and say, glory be to Yahweh.
Glory to Yahweh!
I'm sure you can do better than that.
Glory to Yahweh!
Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion.
Amen.
The sea saw it and fled.
Yes.
Anybody home?
Yes.
Become Judah, which means praise.
Hallelujah.
And allow yourself to be God's dominion. God, take control of me. God, take all of me.
Yes.
Jesus. The sea will see it.
Amen.
And it will flee.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Jordan was driven back.
Oh God.
You know why?
Uh-huh.
Because prior to Israel leaving Egypt, They had Passover.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They knew they were getting out.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that was a night of praise.
Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
And because God was with them, when they got to the Red Sea, the Red Sea saw it and the Red Sea gave way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The presence of the Lord will divide your sea.
Yes.
When they journeyed from the Red Sea and they came to Jordan, Jordan saw it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Back up.
Yes. And Jordan froze the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It didn't stop there. The mountains skip like rams.
Yes.
And the little hills like lambs.
Yes. They were happy.
What is in your way today? What is your giant? What is your problem? What is your stress? What? What? This is a question. What?
Come on.
In the presence of.
What's up?
Uh-huh. What's going on with you?
Anybody home?
Yes.
Are you cast down?
Mm.
Are you sad? Are you broke? What?
Come on.
The mountains that are standing in your way, if you call forth the presence of the Lord, it will skip like rams.
Yes.
Did you hear me? Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor.
All you need
is the presence of the Lord. Those little hills. Because some of us have some little hills. We have some little hills in our lives. Come on now, they just stand there. Every time you thought that you get to that place, that little hill. You keep tripping over that little hill.
Oh, yeah.
I charge you by the power of God. Create the presence of the Lord and watch the little hills begin to leap like lambs. Listen to verse 5. What aileth thee?
Uh-huh. What's your problem?
What's the problem? What you crying about?
Uh-huh.
Don't you neighbor say, neighbor, what's your problem?
What's
up?
Yes.
What are you complaining about? What are you whining about? Huh? Oh, thou see. What's your problem? Why are you running?
Yes.
You ever see some people trying to get out of your way and you didn't do them anything?
Right.
They see you coming and they get them busy, don't you?
Yes.
What's up?
God.
What's up? Hello? Hello?
Oh yes.
I'm Jordan. What's your problem? Why are you backing up?
Yes.
Yes.
It becomes a joke now.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that why are you running?
Yeah, well, you were
bigger,
bad woman.
Anyone ever just finish talking about someone and the person just come up before you? And you forget the person's name because. And the shame is hitting you. Hello?
Amen.
In mountains that he skip like rams and he little hills like lambs. Repeat after me, as God liveth. And as my soul liveth. I will not allow any seas. Or any river.
Any
mountains. Or any little hills. To stand in my way. Say, I will take time out. And I will create the presence of the Lord. need to get you to that place, and you just need to have praise and worship all by yourself.
Yes.
Hello? Have anyone ever been in the company of others and they're talking to you, but deep in your heart, you're talking to the Lord?
Yes.
And they say, did you hear me? Go, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hello? I'm praying.
Yes.
Oh, somebody bless God. You know, my granddaughter came to me the other day, and she was trying to say something to me, and I did like that. And they know when I do like that, it simply means I pray. You might not be hearing a word, but I'm praying. So when I was finished, I tried to say something to her, and she did like this. Simply means, I'm praying. You have to give respect to the little finger. Stop and create the presence of the Lord. How do I do that? A song. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want him. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then you go, I must have the Savior with me, for I did not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me, and his arms around me grow. And then the atmosphere begins to change. Then my soul shall feel no will. Yeshua HaMashiach, I am thy servant, and I stand before you. Your word decree and declare that whenever your presence show up, that my feet. So I taught you. Stop texting out your problem.
Yeah.
Crying out your problem.
Yeah.
Facebooking
the problem.
Yeah. Twittering the problem.
Yes.
Instagramming the problem.
Yes.
Come on now. Come on now. Have problems on the job?
Yes.
Take a bathroom break.
Yes.
There's something I learned about God, is that he'll show up anywhere you create.
Yes.
Opportunity.
Yes.
He'll show up in the shower.
Yes.
Oh Lord God, help me. Holy Ghost, he'll show up in your prison. You know, Paul and Silas,
yes,
they were in prison.
Yes, they were.
Did you know that they were not praying to get out?
No.
They were not, the Lord said they sat there and they were singing a hymn.
Yes.
Hello? And as they sung, the presence of the Lord was created.
Yes.
And the angel of God could not help himself but to show up.
Yes.
When he showed up,
yes,
he opened the prison door.
Yes.
When he showed up, he took the shackles off.
Yes.
When he showed up, he took the chains off. Where are you? If you invite God to come, he will come. Where are you? Some of us minds are in the gutter. But can I tell you, if you create the presence of the Lord, he'll come. Some of us are not even worthy to call his name. But if you call him, Moses was not worthy to stand in the presence of the Lord. When he saw the presence of the Lord, he got close. And God said, it's okay, Moses, you can come, but take your shoes off. Something I love about the presence of the Lord is that when he shows up, he's going to give you direction. I need direction from the Lord, and I know exactly what I need to do to get it. I just got to get into his presence. Tell somebody, lead me into the presence of the Lord. You know how beautiful it is when you meet someone and they say, can I pray with you? Can I pray with you? Come on, let's create the presence of the Lord right up in here. I said, okay. I said, take your quarter move because there's no money in my house. You can't tell me there's no money in the bank. Yeah. And I went there and I stood in line. And then it was at that pivotal moment, I heard the voice of the Lord spoke. And he said, if you believe me, then move out of the line and go to customer service. Yeah. And I moved out of the line and I went over to customer service. And the lady said, can I help you? I said, I'm just here to check my balance. She said, let me have your driver's license. And I gave her my account number. And by God, enough money was sitting in the bank enough to cover 3 months' mortgage. Don't tell me what the presence of the Lord will do. Before 2014 is over.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed.
You're my hope and stay.